Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gudula Chimina, Tati, Serura, Alapetimo, Yuta, Sadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu tacharenu no ra ufreshayan sintet nun. La gibor dorshe yuchudcha kevavad shamrem nun gimogalit yudkashin. Bahem tacharim rahame sitkatha tamid gamlem betet resh tzadi tav gimel. Nasin kadosh berov tucha nael adata chet kuf bet tet nunayin. Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimolamet Pe Zion Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufal Tadi Yuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, we will now do the L'shem Yichud before the reading of the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Vayetze. L'shem Yichud Kudshabarichu Ishkin Tebit Kilu Urchimu Ud Kilu Ud Kilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kenenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kenenehu. The fifth Aliyah begins at Genesis chapter 30 verse 28 and ends or completes at chapter 31, verse 16. This is a total of 32 verses. And the number 32 connects to the 32 gates of wisdom, or the 32 paths of wisdom as described in the Sefer Yetzirah. It also is the Hebrew word lev, meaning heart. Verse 28. the 11th word in this pasuk, pasuk 30, is the word otcha. And the Zohar tells us that the letters Aleph to Tav represent the Shekhinah. They represent all of the vessels, essentially all of creation. But the Chaf at the end of that word is telling us that it is your. The Hebrew grammar says the et in this word is telling us that there's a direct object. And it's referring to the legs. L'ragli is my legs. So what's interesting about this word is how can you have your Shekhinah? Or even your legs, if it's trying to tell us that. But it has the yud at the end of the word l'ragli telling us that it's my legs. So it's saying your Shekhinah, but what does that really mean? And when we look at the English translation, we may get a sense of it, but it's really an unusual, to me, it's an unusual structure of the Hebrew language. I don't usually see that word, otcha. I'm not saying I don't, and we could look it up, because there are books around saying how many, what were all the places for that word. I forget what they're called, but it's just a really interesting point. Verse 31. Vayomer ma eten la, vayomer Yaakov lo titen li, meuma im ta'aseh li hadavar hazeh, ashuva eretzoncha eshmor evor bekal tzoncha hayom haser. Misham kol se nakod v'talu v'kol sehum v'chsavim v'talu v'nakod v'izim v'chaya sekari v'yanta b'tzidkati v'yom machar ki tavo al sekari lepanecha kol asher einenu nakod v'talu v'izim v'chum v'chsavim ganu v'huiti. Vayomer Lavan, Ein lu yehi kidbarecha. Vayasar bayom hahu, Ed hat teyashim haakudim, Behat luim, Vein kol haizim, An kudot behat luo. Kol asher lavan bo ekohum b'chsavim v'yiten b'yad banav v'yasem derech shloshet yamim b'eino v'en Yaakov Yaakov roe etzon lavan hanotarot Vayikach lo Yaakov makal livnela v'luz v'armon v'akbatel v'hein pitzalot levanot machshot. Ha-lavan asher al ha-machlot v'yatzeg et ha-machlot asher pitzel bar chatim v'ashichatot ha-mayim asher tavon ha-tzon lishtod l'noka ha-tzon v'yecham na Bevoan lishtot vayechemu Hatzon el hamaklot Vate ladna bhatzon hakudim Nekudim utluim Vahak sandim atifrid yakov Vayiten p'nei ha-tzon el ha-kod V'kachum b'tzon lavan Vayashet lo adarim Levado v'lo shatam Al tzon lavan V'chaya b'kol yachem ha-tzon ham-kusharot V'sam Yaakov et ha-maklot V'enei ha-tzon bar-chatim la-yachamena ba-maklot U'v'ha'atif ha-tzon lo Yasim v'haya ha'atufim v'lavan v'hakshurim le'yakov v'yifrotz ha'ish me'od be'od v'yehi lo tzon rabot u'shpachot v'avadim v'gamalim v'chamorim Vayishma et divrei b'nei Lavan Le'mor lakach Yaakov et kol asher la'avinu U'me'asher le'avinu Asa et kol hakavod hazeh la'yar Yaakov Et b'nei Lavan Vayine einenu imo bikit moshil shom Vayomer Adonai yohe wahe adanu yohe Adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo El Yaakov shuv el eretz avotecha umolatecha ve'ehtiyeh imach. Vayishlach Yaakov vayikra l'rachel uleah hasadeh el tzono. Vayamor, vayomer lachem, roeh anochi et pnei avichem, ki einenu elai, ki tmo Imadi v'yatena yedaten ki bekol kochi avati et avichem va'avichem heitel bi v'hechelif et maskurti aseret monim v'lo netano Elohim lehara imadi imko yomar nekudim yihyesekarecha vayaldu kol hatzon Nekudim vim ko yomar akudim. Yihi esakarecha ve'aldu kol hatzon. Akudim v'yatzel Elohim et mikne avihem v'yiten li. V'yihi be'et yachem Atzon va'esa, einai va'ere, v'chalom v'hine ha'atudim ha'olim, al hatzon akudim, nekudim uvrudim, v'yomer elai malach ha'elohim. V'chalom Yaakov v'omar, hineni. V'yomer sana enecha ure, ko ha'atudim ha'olim al hatzon, akudim nekudim, uvrudim ki. Ra'iti et kol asher lavan oselah anochi ha'el beit el asher bashachta shamata v'teva asher nadarta lisham neder atakum be'min ha'aretz Azod l'shuv el eretz molatecha. Vatan Rachel v'Leah, v'tomarna lo ha'od. Lanu chelek v'nachala v'beit avinu. Alo nachriot. Nechshavnu lo ki mekaranu, v'yokal gam makol et kaspenu. Ki kol ha'osher asher hitzil, Elohim me'avinu, lanu hulvanenu. Ve'ata kol asher amar Elohim eilecha aseim. That's the end of the Hebrew reading. We will now review the English translation. Verse 28. Then he said, specify your wages for me, and I will give them. This is continuing the conversation between Laban and Jacob about staying with Laban, which is what Laban wanted, and Jacob just wanted to leave. And he said to him, you know how I have worked for you and how your livestock was with me. For the little that you had before me has increased in multitude. And you've told me, I'm adding, and you told me, and the Lord blessed you upon my arrival. But now, when will I, too, provide something for my household? And he said, what shall I give you? And Jacob said, you shall give me nothing. If you do this thing for me, I will return. I will pasture your flocks, and I will watch them. I will pass throughout all your flocks today, removing from there every speckled and spotted kid, and every brown lamb among the sheep, and every spotted and speckled one from among the goats, and this shall be my wages. And my righteousness will testify for me at a future date, for it will come upon my wages before you. whatever is not speckled or spotted among the goats, or brown among the sheep, shall be counted as stolen with me. And Laban said, very well, if only it would be as you say. And he removed on that day the ringed and the spotted. The ringed and the spotted male goats, and all the speckled and spotted female goats, whichever had white on it, and all the brown from among the sheep, and he gave them into the hands of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob tended Laban's remaining animals. And Jacob took himself moist rods of trembling poplar and hazelnut and chestnut, and he peeled white streaks upon them, bearing the white that was on the rods. We will find that concealed in these words of trembling poplar, moist, and hazelnut and chestnut, and peeling the white streaks upon them. All of this verse is going to be what eventually science will find is the way that they will manipulate the DNA. It's not going to be as clear just all put these things together, but the Hebrew words that spell these things, and the through letter manipulation and through letter substitution and other aspects, science will find that these are the tools that they need to do gene manipulation, meaning the aspects of the DNA. Verse 38. Of course, this is my opinion. It's not something I have read elsewhere. And he thrust the rods that he had peeled into the gutters in the watering troughs, where the animals would come to drink opposite other animals, and they would come into heat when they came to drink. And the flocks came into heat by the rods, and the animals bore ringed, spotted, and striped. And some people are saying that we had young, but they bore ring spotted and striped, which are the animals that are unusual in flocks. You know, we know lambs are white or gray, but they're not different colors like zebras, not really meaning zebras, but the idea of having spots or rings or stripes on their fur, on their wool. And that's true of the cattle and the goats as well. And Jacob separated the sheep, and he turned the faces of the animals toward the ringed ones, and every brown one among Laban's animals. And he made himself flocks by himself, and he did not place them with Laban's animals. And it came to pass that whenever the animals that were bearing their first would come into heat, Jacob would place the rods in the troughs before the eyes of the animals in order to bring them into heat by means of the rods. But if the animals would delay, he would not place them, so that the ones that delayed were Laban's, and the ones that bore their first became Jacob's. And the man became exceedingly wealthy. And he had prolific animals, and maidservants, and manservants, and camels, and donkeys. Now the question is, who is the man? Is that Jacob, or is that Laban? And all of the camels and donkeys and manservants and maidservants, was that to Laban? Or is that how we're to know who is talking about? Chapter 31, verse 1. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken all that belonged to our father, and from what belonged to our father, he has amassed this entire fortune. And Jacob saw Laban's countenance, that he was not disposed towards him, as he had been yesterday and the day before. And the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your forefathers and to your birthplace, and I will be with you. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flocks. And he said to them, I see your father's countenance, that he is not disposed towards me as he was yesterday and the day before. But the God of my fathers was with me. And you know that with all my might I served your father. But your father mocked me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not permit him to harm me. If he would say, thus speckled one shall be your wages, all the animals would bear speckled ones. And if he would say, thus ringed one shall be your wages, all the animals would bear ringed ones. Thus God separated your father's livestock and gave it to me. And it came to pass at the time the animals came into heat, that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the he-goats that mounted the animals were rings speckled and striped. And an angel of God said to me in a dream, Jacob, and he said, here I am. And he said, now lift your eyes and see that all the he-goats mounting the animals are ringed, speckled, and striped. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a monument, where you pronounced to me a vow. Now arise, go forth from this land and return to the land of your birth. And Rachel and Leah replied and said to him, do we still have a share or an inheritance in our father's house? They asked him this question, why should we stay here with our father? Verse 15, are we not considered by him as strangers, for he sold us and also consumed our money? But all the wealth that God separated from our fathers is ours and our children's. So now, all that God said to you, do. Are there any questions? It's the end of the English translation, and we're out of time, except for if there's questions. I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. I will be teaching the additional 3 classes today. The 11 o'clock class will be the Sefer Yetzirah class. There'll be a deep Zohar class at 4:30. And at 7 o'clock will be as a regular Zohar class. Happy Thanksgiving. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.